A woman in Ningbo City, eastern China's Zhejiang province, allegedly concealed her pregnancy before joining a new company and apparently took advantage of the company's maternity leave policy. Well, first of all, we need to try to figure out, did this woman lie about her pregnancy?
Yeah, so let's start with the protagonist in this story. It is a pregnant woman who's surnamed Sun from the Guangdong province. And before this lady get employed by the company, an internet company in Ningbo City, eastern China's Zhejiang province, she claimed she was single and she had no intention of getting married in a short while during a job interview. So, and just after she get on board, maybe after 3 days, she told her boss, oh, she's pregnant. And then she asked for the maternity leave. And the company's human resources department revealed that after getting on board, the lady often asked days off with different kinds of reasons during her pregnancy. But her company still gave her full wages and pay for her social security insurance. And the company also sent some employees to visit her after she gave birth to the baby. But to people's surprise, after like Ms. Sun maternity leave, she called the company's HR department and expressed she wanted to quit the job. Yeah.
Yeah, so needless to say, once news about this went online, like it does, people were outraged. And some were coming to her defense. And it sparked a huge debate. Was it deceptive behavior? Or are ladies just not given the choice, you know, to be able to not hide these things? So this is, I think, the big thing we're going to be talking about today. Specifically, though, I'm going to put my foot down on this issue. She lied.
You think she lied?
She not just, well, she
maybe,
obviously,
maybe she only
hold on one sec. She did lie. Okay, but she said, I'm single and ready to mingle, and I ain't gonna have any babies, you know, anytime soon. And they're like, well, okay, she seems like a safe bet. Boom, hired. Then, after she gets hired, Huang Shen had said, the company was on board with it. They're like, okay, you lied to us. I understand. Sometimes these things just happen, and you get pregnant. Boom. Okay, and so they gave her full wages and her social security insurance and whatnot. They even sent employees to her house to help her when needed. She took various days off. They were okay with this. And then, right after her maternity leave, Huyang, she quits. This paints a pretty good picture. The company got lied to. They sucked it up and they said, okay, we're going to treat you really good, despite the fact that you lied to us and said you're not married and single. And then she quits right after she got all the benefits from the company. So, basically getting paid to have a baby and saying, psh, I quit. So I think this pretty much can only be seen by as deceptive behavior on her part. And, you know, what I think is really sad is what this is going to do for future women who do want to work, who are honest workers, who are pregnant but need a job in these kind of situations, because future employers will find out about this situation and say, ooh, now it's just... You know, we tried. This company in Ningbo tried. Look what happened to them. This is why we don't do it, folks. This is why we don't do it. And maybe they're going to start... people are talking about physical checks now, saying in an interview to make sure that you're not lying, you have to do a pregnancy test. This is where it could get to. And this is not, I think, a good future for ladies who are looking to have kids and also a job.
I think you make some really interesting points, I need to try to address them one by one. There's so many things, so many things going on. Yeah, certainly I do agree with you that this could possibly become one of those situations that one person, that one bad apple just ruins it for the bunch.
Yeah, thank you. It is.
And that is the part that I think it would be very sad to see and super pessimistic, I think, if that happens. But I'd like to urge all the employers, you know, just say this right here to employers out there. That is, please don't let one person's bad action sort of change, change your perception on all the honest, good people's future the prediction of their actions in the future, so to speak. So that's one thing. And I think it's really important also to look at why would someone do this? Why, wouldn't it always be like a easier path if you're honest about your situation? But for, of course, this woman seems to be super extreme in her hiding the fact about the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. But is it the situation that everyday women are facing? That is, if you reveal the truth that, yes, maybe you are pregnant right now, or you are looking to get to give birth to a baby in the near future, and that would just significantly diminish your chance in landing a job.
Yeah, I totally agree with her, Yang.
Really?
And yeah. And also, the reason why this case can arouse such a controversy is because it's really a rare case. Because in more cases, we heard about how those female employees who get pregnant, they were mistreated by the companies.
Yeah.
So I think this case has revealed some like social problems, such as like in today, like the workplace, the competition is intensive. Like some female like employees, they just hide their pregnancy not for the malicious purposes, but they want to avoid the discrimination in the workplace.
Yeah.
Like you have to prove to your boss, I can take the same workload as those female employees or male employees, and my pregnancy won't influence my job during the time. So it's really hard.
Yeah, I think for honest working, ladies that are pregnant, this is hard in many cases. Hiding, first of all, hiding shows shame in a way. It's saying I'm letting society say that I shouldn't have done this. This is something bad. And being pregnant is a beautiful thing. I don't think it should ever be considered bad. And in fact, there's preferential policies and laws given by the government to make sure women can have kids. At the end of the day, yeah, I understand companies want their bottom line to be really good. But at the end of the day too, guys, we need human beings to continue to flourish as a society. And when I was thinking about this, the fact is, because of what's been happening and the kind of situation pregnant women have to go through, this whole thing they resort to of hiding their pregnancy, I don't see this being helpful as well for the baby, because imagine if you're hiding it, maybe you're stressed all the time. Do they notice I'm eating more? Do they notice I'm doing this? And maybe, you have that, what is it, that morning sickness where you have to go sometimes, vomit. I said it. In these kind of situations, your life maybe becomes exponentially stressful in trying to hide what you should be proud of. And in which case, maybe this will affect the baby, you being stressed all the time, all the stress hormones being produced. Maybe you're not eating enough because you don't want people to notice, or you're not doing the certain things you need to be doing to make sure that you are going through a healthy pregnancy. And, on top of that, when you hide something, also, I believe you tell these companies that they're right for discriminating against you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of admit when you're not proud about being pregnant, but rather hiding it. I think that means that you show some kind of shame in having this situation going on. And I don't think that's going to make things any better for the society. I think women should be proud to have kids, should be able to be forthcoming. And if honesty is given like this, maybe good things will happen.
Yeah, that is a good point, and I hope more people, especially employers, can see it this way.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's one thing that sort of managed to pick up in what Ryan said earlier, that I think you talked about women becoming pregnant, and that sort of the women's thing.
Yeah.
But actually, I would see it as a family thing, because when these women with babies are expecting, and if they're not given a job, or they're sort of being seen as those that are least favorable to be employed, then this is not just affecting the woman. It's affecting the whole family. Mm. Why would this lady still want to work when she's pregnant? Maybe that's what she chooses to do, but maybe also the family simply needs the income. So this is not just a woman's thing, but it also at least affects the father. So I think when this kind of case is revealed, it's actually got a huge implication for society. As we all know, China has entered an aging society stage. Some even say that we are getting old before we become rich as a society. And now with the relaxation of the family planning policy, as all Chinese families can have two kids, then this is going to affect a lot of people, a lot of families, as we need to have new babies.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many hurdles these ladies have to go through. And I think, you know, we have this information to talk about. But one of the first things is this specific story breaks a mutual trust that maybe is being established through other women that you don't hear about that are pregnant and working so hard. You know, the media doesn't talk about them. All they hear about is women like this Soon who just takes advantage of a system to help honest pregnant ladies. So that's really upsetting. And, you know, I realize there's a lot of traditional guys out there that are like, well, you know what? Whatever. Women shouldn't be working. The guy should take care of it. You know, that's easy for them to say, especially if they don't have a wife or their wife isn't pregnant. But, you know, for those guys that need the help from their wife. Maybe they don't have that job they want yet. They're a young couple or something. You know, think about those guys. They need their wives to work, and especially if their wives do want to work, just for whatever reason. Families maybe need that extra income. So stories like this and traditional mindsets that say women shouldn't work are also disenfranchising families that need that extra income, like you had said, Hyung. So these guys should realize, you know, guys, your woman not working also means that things are all on your all on you, as you have to
carry
bring
the
bread
yes.
to the table, you know. And that's, kids are expensive.
Yes,
kids
they
are expensive.
Are. Yeah, and right now I think it's important to talk about, like, so who should be shouldering this burden, so to speak, as giving birth to more babies, as it's being seen now in China, is almost like you're, in a way, making contribution to society's yeah. future, to contribute to the future workforce, as now not that many people are willing to have that many babies. So who should be covering the cost?
Yeah,
I do think the government can do more. Because when we mention Ms. Sun's case, I think when he concealing her pregnancy, she's intensified the employment discrimination against women. We heard so many cases, like for the girls, the ladies who enter their late 20s, but they still single, maybe they don't have any kids. When they want to change a job, the employers may think twice whether I will recruit her, because it's a huge cost. Because if the girl or the lady, after she get on board, the company needs to pay her like maternity insurance. If she get pregnant, they will give her like three months maternity leave. So maybe for the insurance part, the government can do more. Like, we can draw on some like foreign countries' experiences or their successful experiences. Like, they just pay the maternity insurance by three parties, like the government, the state government, and the company, and also the woman herself. So maybe by this way, if you reduce the burden of the company, they will like to hire more women. I mean, no matter single ones or pregnant ones.
I mean, I agree and I disagree. I think for different countries, different things work. I mean, different countries don't have the population China does, or is the second largest economy in the world. You know, so they have maybe this kind of luxury of being able to do certain things. But China is trying. I mean, according to China's labor contract law and women's rights and interests law, the employer should not terminate the labor contract during the female worker's pregnancy and maternity. There's also a special provision saying, hey, if she's pregnant, you cannot decrease her salary, okay? And then also the reason why this, you know, this law is there, but maybe the enforcement isn't what it should be, and so companies kind of get away with infringing on the rights of these pregnant ladies, reducing their salary, giving them unfair treatment, just whatever creative way they can to maybe edge these pregnant women out of the company. You know, they companies can be really creative. But some of the other ideas that people have kind of put forward to help companies and, you know, the government solve this issue is, first of all, the business mentality of a company is never going to change. They want more profit, all right? A pregnant woman doesn't necessarily turn out the highest amount of profit, maybe. I mean, in certain circumstances, maybe they do, but most of the time they're seen as the latter, right? And so some people are saying, let's do this. Companies want to make more money. That's what they do. But they don't want to hire pregnant women because they see them as a disadvantage in that goal. So why not offer subsidies? Government offers subsidies or less taxes or things like, you know, better advantages in the market, dependent on the amount of pregnant women or women that have maternity leave, these kind of things, the amount of women they have, give them, you know, a percentage more. Also, maybe some people have said, you know, for things like salary, so that the company doesn't have to pay the whole salary and not have the workforce there, maybe the government can split the bill on what that salary would be, pay half of the woman's salary while the company foots in the other half. These are just a couple things. But, you know, for me, I think, for me looking at this, I think you should make a law and say, you know, for someone like Soon, she can take it, people can do this. Maybe the company has to help them out. So let's take it. My fix would be Soon would be fine doing what she did. All right. You know, in a certain circumstance, she is in a society where she's pressured to lie because she feels like she needs to get the job. She gets the job. She says, hey, sorry, I was on maternity leave. I hope you understand. I really want this job. But the thing is, after taking advantage of the company's kindness, she has to have a darn good reason why she's quitting. Legally, I think she should be bounded to that contract. I mean, sure, in Japan, you know, they get 1.5 years of maternity leave. In Sweden, it's 52 weeks, you know. In Germany, 10 months. But, you know, in North America, we suffer a little bit too. Canada gets 17 weeks. In America, you know, the U.S., we get 12 weeks. There's no standard for this, okay? I understand times are hard. Food needs to be put on the table, and women need to work. But, I mean, I'm going to say, according to a survey covering 7,000 people from 12 provinces last year, municipalities and autonomous regions, 32.7% of female employees get less than 90 days of maternity leave, and 46% want its duration to be more than 1 year. So this paints a picture. It's so hard for women right now.
It is. And the sad part is you're doing something that is to continue the human race. I see it that way. But you're sort of being punished at work because you want something that is so natural. That is a big dilemma there. And there's one thing that I absolutely agree with you, Ryan, that is with the specific story of Miss Soon. We can kind of sympathize with her a little bit when she might feel she it's best in her interest to conceal the fact in the beginning, but after giving birth, it's your time to pay for the kindness that the company has shown or company following the rules, but she sort of particularly broke the trust there.
Yes,
and this will have maybe in the future implication to what other companies are going to behave. And you guys also mentioned a physical test or having to being written in the rules that one must must tell whether you are pregnant or not now, and also your future intentions about this. So what do you think of that?
That's an infringement on privacy. That's, you know, I don't especially... That's just having to do that. That's something that's I would feel so dramatic to be done in a professional atmosphere. So I don't like it. But I'm going to say, according to Elle magazine, research shows that women's wages decrease 4% with each child. So what I will say is everybody has a mom. Every guy, every CEO, everybody that does anything on this planet has a mom. Realize what she's done for you. That is an important job in how we are disenfranchising these ladies we call mom lovingly.
Yes, that's so well said. And I think there's a lot of important messages that we're sending out today.
We love you, moms.
We do. Yeah. We do. And yes, and I think companies need to be fair and objective about this. And I think it's actually not a liability, but an asset to have mothers in a company.
And necessary.
Yeah, but it also asks for the moms to do their part, too. The trust needs two parties to jointly establish. You're listening to Roundtable.